T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Am I live? Very exciting to be live. Isn't that a funny expression? You're live. You don't say to somebody, you're on tape, go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead, you're live.
I've always
goes
done it.
Goes back to... Yeah, well, it used to be, you know, the FCC rules used to require that if you were running tape, it was strictly controlled in the old days. You would have to run a little thing at the beginning and end. This is a pre-recorded program. That was important to the FCC, that people not think that if they were listening to a pre-recorded program that it was live, because radio had always been live. Do you know in the early days they would broadcast all day and they didn't have... They didn't have a way to play anything that was not performed live. They were doing television when they didn't have recording devices to play back things. They didn't have a film projector to play a movie on the air. It was just people standing up there. They had guys doing sound effects, people telling stories, doing entertainment shows, sound effects specialists, bands there to play the music going in and out. It was such a production. It's so easy now. We've got hard drives for everything. I'm not even here. I'm sleeping. It's amazing. I'm out for a walk, taking out the trash. Nothing needs to be done anymore live. The world is changing so much. Do you worry about the world? I worry about the world. There was this story. Where was this story? Hamden. Hamden is fighting. Hamden is fighting against the facial recognition software. And this is good. This is good. We need to resist technology. Technology is going to swallow us up. I don't know how we survive technology. I really don't.
We adapt.
We need to. What's up?
We adapt.
How do we adapt to the idea that everything's getting smaller? I just keep thinking about this. So in a few years, there's going to be medical devices that swim in our bloodstream and go to the organ they're supposed to go to and perform surgery or insert medicine. The whole world is just changing. It's going to be miniaturized, and I don't know how we survive that. I don't know what we do when that happens. We'll talk about it today. I want to talk about that. What else is going on today? Is Sasser coming on today? I think Pat Sasser's coming on today. And who else? Let me just check here. Tom Scott is coming on early. Tom Scott's usually on Tuesdays at 5:40. He'll be here at 3:40. And right now joining us is a guy who's full of gas. Well, not himself, but he talks gas. His name is Mike Cox, and he is the Mike Fox, and he is the executive director of the Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers of America, I think it's called. And it's good to have you here, Mike. Thank you for taking the time to do it.
Thanks, Todd, for having me.
So I got an email yesterday saying that there, from a listener who said he couldn't find, he went to two gas stations and they were out of gas in Simsbury. And I thought, what's wrong with people? They overreact to everything. There's nothing going on. And then he said, you know, just reach out to Michael Fox. And I did. So it turns out there is something going on. Can you fill us in?
Yes, I just want to make it clear. We don't have a gasoline shortage or a crude oil shortage. What we have is a delivery interruption shortage. Two things have happened. The Buckley pipeline that delivers product to the Northeast has been shut down. It's shut down for maintenance. It should restart on Thursday. And along with that, because of the problems of not enough drivers to drive long-haul trucks, and in this case, gasoline tankers, because you're limited by hours on how long you can drive a gasoline tanker. So we applied through our associations, collective associations, to the governor, and he granted a waiver, I believe it was yesterday or the day before. So we did have some what I will call late deliveries that caused runouts. So gasoline retailers are free to order at the top of their tanks, in the middle of their tanks, at the bottom of their tanks. And I believe those particular stations in Simsbury ordered off the bottom and their deliveries were late by a couple of hours. So yes, they did run out of product. But
all right, explain that lingo to us. What does that mean, off the bottom of the tank?
Well, so you have underground storage tanks, and those tanks are capable of storing up to 35,000 gallons of product. So based on how much money you have in your bank account and when you need product, you have to juggle as a business owner when to order those products. We pay COD for gasoline. We don't come in, put the credit card in the pump, or in that case, put the credit card in the big tanker truck and get to charge for our deliveries. We have to pay COD when the product is delivered to the station. So there are times, especially when prices go up, that dealers are under a little bit of a financial burden and they have to order more towards the bottom of their inventory than rather the top when a load could fit. So when that happens, it's critical to get the load when you expect it. Listen, I had issues, and even if you order off the top, you have an issue where, okay, I ordered, and it looks like the truck's coming early. Now that load's not going to fit. And if it doesn't fit, they take it all back. There's no partial deliveries. So
wait a second.
These are just business problems that we face.
How can that be? How do you manage that? I don't get that. So first of all, a tank holds up to 35,000 gallons. What does a truck hold?
8,500.
Okay, so there is always this jockeying going on, this cash flow to worry about. Do we have enough money to pay for the gas? And then you can't get part of the load. That's amazing. Because why is that? Because nobody else would want to buy the rest of what was in the tank?
No, don't get me wrong. Can you get a partial load? Sure. It's going to cost you double. And no one wants to increase the cost of gasoline. So just take the retail price of gasoline today and multiply it by 35 cents a gallon. And a dealer's margin is very small, 10, 15 cents. So that's why I'm saying multiply it by the retail price. That's what a dealer pays for a delivery of gasoline, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000. It's not a small piece of money. Most businesses get a delivery, and you get 30 days to pay. In the fuel world, it doesn't work that way. It never has, and I don't think it ever will.
Are you a gas station owner? You're using a lot of we here. You sound like somebody who knows this inside out.
I am. I'm a former owner, and I had one of the highest volume stations in the entire state of Connecticut. I was the 41st highest volume mobile fueling station in the entire United States. So trust me, I know it well, especially when snowstorms, hurricanes, and just any kind of panic in general happen. There's always a juggling, and the higher the volume you are, sometimes the worse it is, because sometimes on a Saturday, you need two loads. So it's that second load that you're always on pins and needles. I hope it doesn't come early because it might not fit by 100 gallons.
Wow. That's scary, huh? So we're talking to Michael Fox, Executive Director of Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers of America. Can you explain the rest of this? You mentioned a pipeline. Does all the gas come in from a pipeline from somewhere like Houston or something? And then how does it make it to a gas station? Is it always pipeline to some kind of distribution point? The trucks pick it up, or are there tanks that hold gas that trucks grab? How's that work?
I'm glad you actually asked that, because that'll give not only our listeners in Connecticut, but the rest of the United States a better understanding of how the industry works. The most cost-effective way to deliver either crude oil to a refinery or refined gasoline jet fuel to a terminal, such as in New Haven, is through a pipeline. Why? Whatever you put in at 8 o'clock in the morning at the beginning of the pipeline comes out at the other end at 8:01. So it is the most efficient method to continue the flow of product. Now, with that said, when you have to shut down a pipeline for maintenance, it does take a little bit of time to ramp that process back up. Same thing with a refinery. When you shut a refinery down for maintenance issues, it's not like turning on a light bulb or a water faucet and it just works. It takes time to ramp back up. So we have the current administration, and I'm not pro-Republican or Democrat, I just talked the issue, who stopped the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada. Well, that was the most cost-effective way to get product, crude oil, from Canada to the refineries in Texas, and then pipeline to the Northeast, to California and other parts of the United States. That's the simple explanation why prices have shot up. Okay.
So where does the pipeline go? Do we get our gas from Texas mostly?
We get our gas from Texas, and we have a pipeline that runs through up to the Northeast. And so now that crude oil product that you need to make into gasoline and diesel fuel and jet fuel has to come by barge, and it's coming from countries that are not very friendly to us. Iraq, Iran, Venezuela. You have the normal issues of a huge tanker out at sea and storms, and then just the issue of how much product can fit on a tanker and how long does it take that tanker to get from point A to B, rather than a pipeline. And I call up and I say, I need 10 million gallons of crude oil, and they say, okay, it'll be there in 3 minutes. And you buy it through the pipeline. That's a very simple explanation. Yeah, it's a very simple explanation, but it is the way it works. So when we have these political issues getting in the way, and trust me, both sides, Republicans, Democrats, play these games, okay, we're stuck in the middle as gasoline retailers, as consumers, and we're in the same boat that you are. The difference is you as a consumer can go to as many gas stations as you can find when one runs out. Mm-hmm. When I run out, I can only buy from one supplier, so I'm stuck waiting for that supplier to get me my product.
All right, hold on, Michael. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with Michael Fox. He represents dealers of gas product. He represents the gas stations, the association for their interests. And we're trying to find out why some gas stations are having a little trouble with supply. He says it's not a lack of gas. It's about the pipeline being shut down for maintenance. It's about driver shortages, the same old stuff. We'll talk more coming up on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Michael Fox is our guest. He is Executive Director of Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers of America. I'm really interested in learning about these supply issues. Is there one termination point for this pipeline, or does gas split off of it at all different places along the way?
No, the pipeline is continuous, and you can actually run multiple types of product through one pipeline. It's not like you need a pipeline for crude oil, a pipeline for gas. So,
oh, really?
That's like digital.
It's a
huge cost advantage as well as a time advantage, and that's why I'm totally shocked these pipelines are so fixed in a political argument, but then again, mm-hmm. you know, politics doesn't make any common sense anyway.
Yes, that's how it tends to work out. So the gas comes to where, if it's going to Connecticut, where does it get picked up by the trucks?
So we have terminals in New Haven and in Bridgeport, and those are where you see those big storage tanks along the water. The good mm-hmm. news is Connecticut, unlike states that are in the middle of the country, we're not landlocked. So we can, during pipeline interruptions or when we know maintenance is coming, we can schedule barge deliveries. Of course, that does increase the price a little bit, but I think people, it's kind of a seamless process where you just see the price go up but don't understand that, okay, pipeline went down for maintenance, we had to bring barges in. That cost a little bit more to transport it, and therein lies why the price of gas went up. Well, you know, last couple of months we saw the price go up, and now we're seeing it start to come back down.
So aren't all the gas stations owned by the oil companies now? I have this sense that some big consolidation has been going on since I was a kid and used to pump gas at the local gas station.
So that's probably one of the best questions you could have asked. No. In fact, most of your service stations in Connecticut are owned either by the individual station owners or jobber distributors that represent a certain brand. In fact, there are no more what we call corporate or major oil company gas stations in Connecticut anywhere. At one time when I started, I actually was a company op manager that worked for Mobil Oil. Then the state put in what was called divorcement, where major oil companies who had ties to refineries could not own and operate. And so that's how I became an independent business owner, but I was still directly with Mobil Oil. Now we have distributors who are really people who live within the state of Connecticut in most cases. And they're born and raised in Connecticut, and they distribute the fuel for those major oil companies. Now, the majors still tie us up with contracts and rules and regulations, but I have to say it seems to be a better situation when we work with distributors who are more locally owned, understand the issues and problems that we face on a local basis than trying to talk to someone in Houston, Texas about little old Connecticut.
Michael, if you had a magic wand and could change Connecticut government policy regarding the business of selling fuel, what would you change?
Wow, that's a tough question, because I've been a guy that's been out there for years trying to pass certain regulations, and people think that rules tie up regulations, but I've actually been trying to free the hand. We still have stations that are owned by distributors. And some of those distributors have become what I call mini oil companies. Doesn't necessarily mean they're bad, but as they get bigger
but
and they
big.
Grow, they lose that personal touch. So I think the more stations that we can have owned by individual business owners, it will do two things. It will create more competition and then drive down prices, rather than having them leased by many different people, but owned by one company.
But then on the other hand, you have that issue of, I'm a little guy and the delivery is coming a day too soon. I don't have the cash to pay for it.
And also, listen, the cost. If you tried to buy a service station property, you know, the worst service station anywhere in Fairfield County, and I don't mean that in a negative way, I just mean the worst station there, you're going to spend somewhere between $3 and $5 million to purchase it. So that goes on top of now what is the volume of that station. When you take these stations that are on I-95 and the Merritt Parkway, those are monster facilities.
Well, they must make millions of dollars a month.
Listen, everything's relative. What goes out and what comes in on a percentage basis. And look, I battled a company by the name of Global Partners in partnership with the state, runs those stations, and they used to be run by individual dealers that I represented. So I lost those people as members. But I have to say, Global Partners does a phenomenal job in how they run those stations. And they are very closely monitored by the state, both for services that they offer, hours of operation, and pricing. So
Michael, I've got to run. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here, Michael Fox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Todd Feinberg, now 2 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC. Oh, no. You want to hear something gross? I do have something gross here to tell you about. Well, it has to do with opinion, you know. Thanks again to Michael Fox. That was really interesting. I love learning about how a business works. We have all these assumptions about how things work. And we don't necessarily know how they work. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you buy gas twice a week, maybe. And you don't necessarily, you go your whole life buying gas and not know where it comes from. How did it get here? It comes by barge from our enemies in the Middle East. That's one source. There's others. Goes to Houston, gets refined, gets put in a pipeline, goes to Bridgeport or New Haven, gets put onto a truck, driven around the state. But the really interesting thing is, who's got a business like this? If you've got a business like this, I'd love to hear about it right now. 860-522-9842. You heard the game plan there for what the challenge is for a gas station owner. Whoever thinks about this part of it, the gas station owner has to time his delivery. He has to order the delivery so that he's got the room in the tank to take the whole delivery. So if the tank is 35,000 gallons and the truck has 8,500 on it, that's a game of timing. But he's also got to worry about having the money in the bank to be able to make the instant transfer to the company delivering the gas. Or he has to pay a huge premium. Twice as much, really? That's what Michael said. Who thinks about that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't you think about them as these gods of international
gods of resources just deliver every week?
they've got thousands of gallons of gasoline down there that just flow out all day. I can't believe that business. I should have asked him. I forgot to ask him, how much does a gas station make per gallon? I assume they make like a penny or a half a cent or something.
I mean, I always say radio is organized chaos, but my gosh, like you're really praying, I'm sure, especially if there's a shortage or something, that just please bring in more people, get gas. Hopefully that tank's filled. But
if you think about it right now, the other thing that's interesting, and if we have, maybe we'll do another session with Michael Fox because he's an interesting guy. One of the things that we don't fully consider, and certainly our leaders don't consider, is, but look at all the trouble we have. One of the issues that is causing some gas stations in the state to be without gas when you go up to the pump, one of those issues has to do with what? It's got to do with the flow, with the supply chain. The supply chain, supply chains. When Jolly Ned, who's never done anything useful with his entire life except inherit a ton of money when he was born, and then spent $50 million of it to get elected governor, when he decided recklessly and negligently to shut down the state rather than confronting COVID with imagination and intellect and figure out how to keep the vulnerable people safe and let the rest of the economy go about its business, we are suffering still from the shutdown that ended what? When did the shutdown end? Was it June a year ago? 15 months ago did the shutdown end? We are still without enough truck drivers. Still. We are still unable, America, the biggest supplier of everything on in the world, almost, the second largest manufacturing economy in the world. We still can't build enough cars. We've got huge curbs on production of cars. Why? Because these morons, thinking only about their ability to win elections, shut down the American economy over a pandemic that was not a pandemic that warranted that kind of response. True or false? 860-522-9842. And what did they know about supply chains? They knew nothing. What does Jolly Ned Lamont know about what it's like to manage cash flow? Because he had a little business, but he had more money in the bank at any given time than his business would ever make over a few lifetimes. So if he had a payroll coming on Friday and the business hadn't made any money to cover that payroll, he would just transfer some money in. No big deal. That's a different way of being in business than the way real people do business. Real people doing business are in trouble when there's not money in the bank to make payroll. And they're sweating all week. Well, I have a big enough, whatever. I think in restaurant business terms. Well, I have a big enough weekend. Will Saturday night bring in enough money so that come Friday we'll be able to make payroll? Those are concerns that real live business owners have. And then there's the supply chain issues. We still, I don't know what it is. I like that paper towel. What kind of paper towel do you buy? Tell me that one. 860-522-9842. No, seriously, because I like the Viva stuff. You ever buy Viva?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You familiar with that brand?
Mm-hmm.
Viva has a paper towel that's like cloth. It's got this soft,
yeah, I know what
woven
you mean. It's
thing,
like,
but it's strong. It's stretchy and strong. I love that stuff. And they come in the half slices. I like half slices of paper towel.
I have like reusable, cleanable paper towels and napkins that I like a lot.
Reusable? Mm-hmm. You mean those like the red and white stripe or something?
My mom gave me them. She sells them for this company. It's like kind of like Longer Burger,
a multi-level,
but with cleaning. Yeah, kind of cleaning. Just,
multi-level marketing thing?
I guess so, yeah.
But don't,
it's nice stuff.
See, I hate having a rag around that's been around for,
well, these clean themselves. Now I'm going to start doing a whole pitch for it. But
they clean themselves.
You run them under hot water.
Yes, tell me.
You run them under hot water after using them, let them dry, and then they have microfibers in them that, you know, kind of just like cleanse itself. And every 2 weeks, you still have to wash it in the washer with a special detergent. But they're great.
Well, you can go 2 weeks without getting that stench of bacteria growing?
I mean, it depends how often you use them or what you're using it for. But yeah, I mean, you could get away with it, depending on.
What do you mean get away with it? Either it smells or it doesn't.
No,
I
mean, for the
smell.
If you have a ton of, you know, barbecue sauce and, you know, wing hands, that kind of thing, like that, you'll have to.
That's good. I don't mind that. I'm talking bacteria. It's like in the summer, in the humidity, remember until 3 weeks
ago. Yeah, it doesn't get bacteria like an old dirty dish rag.
It doesn't.
It cleans after you run it under the hot water, it activates the microfibers and It's clean.
The microfibers.
Yes.
You've learned the rhetoric.
My mom.
What is a microfiber?
My mom could come on and explain this whole thing, but
what
I don't
is
really...
a microfiber, and how does a microfiber stop bacteria from growing? Bring in the microfiber.
I'm not a scientist on this. We could have my mother.
I thought you
come
knew
on.
The stuff. You lived in the house with this continuous.
I still have it. Yeah.
Continuous propaganda about the wonderful microfibers. Can you look up the microfibers?
Yeah, I'll look it up. Yes.
Have you? If you when it's super humid out, if you leave clothes in the washing machine for a few hours or overnight. Then you open it up in the morning, and they've got the stench of bacteria. You rewash, have to throw a little bleach in there to kill off the little microbes that are growing. I don't understand, but the point is supply chain. Supply chain. There is still not a consistent supply of certain products in the grocery store. I forgot.
It's called backlog. So there's this thing in their microfiber that's called backlog that's mildew resistant, and it keeps it cleaner and fresher and helps eliminate the need for constant reuse or constant disposable paper towels or chemical cleaners. You don't even need to put a surface cleaner on. Like there's something called EnviroCloth. You get it wet.
Yeah.
My mom's probably so excited if she's listening right now. You get it wet and you just clean everything and then again run it under hot water and everything's clean. You don't need any surface cleaner. No spray, nothing.
Well, wait a sec. Read me again what it says about is in the material.
It's called Norwex. I'll just say it at this point. Norwex microfiber backlog is mildew resistant, keeping it cleaner and fresher longer. Helps eliminate the need.
Okay, mildew resistant. Wait a sec. It's saying we've got chemicals in here to kill off the mildew. Mildew resistant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what mildew resistant means? And then it's knocking all those people who have chemicals in their products. You got to be careful with these people, unless they've got some brilliant. Because what is mildew anyway?
That's the gross stuff
mildew?
In your
that,
reused dish towel.
Yeah, it's bacteria, mm-hmm. isn't it? Wait a sec. Now we're learning something here. I'm going to look up mildew. You can get that phone. Mildew definition. Okay, mildew, a thin whitish coating consisting of minute fungal hyphae. I'm sure I'm not saying that right. Growing on plants or damp organic material such as paper or leather. Mildew is a form of fungus. It is distinguished from its closely related counterpart mold, largely by its color. Molds appear in shades of black, red, blue, green. Mildew is white. It's a fungus. I guess fungus is not a bacteria. I don't know if that's better or worse. But still, it is not something you want, I assume, in your rack. So they've got some chemicals in there to kill the...
Yes.
You got to find out what kind of chemicals. I want to get to the bottom of this. Is your mother polluting the world, or is she making it a cleaner, more beautiful place?
She will vehemently disagree with you. She is making the world a cleaner place, less disposable trash. It's all amazing.
I don't want just emotion. I want facts.
She'll give you. She could pitch you the entire line.
I'll buy some of this more Norwax stuff. It sounds like Norwax. It sounds like one of those military things.
Norwax. It's like I think it's based in Norway.
Norwax. So it's where they store the bombs. You have to get through multi layers of microfiber protection before you can get inside the building. 860-522-9842. The rant line number, 751-4698. Quick break. We'll take some phone calls on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Totally fascinated. I never heard of this Norwex. Anthony's mother sells Norwex. Multi-level marketing. It's still around. There's still people doing this. It's a great way to build an organization. 860-522-9842. Jack in Bristol. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how are you? I was just calling about the comment that the governor made about the police and the juvenile justice. He said,
what did he say?
Oh, it was ridiculous. He's saying that the police should just take these federal funds that are coming in and step up their presence. I mean, people are running wild. They're getting caught, and they're being released time after time after time. I mean, what he's saying makes absolutely no sense at all.
Well, it does, because the Democrats can't do what's right for the state for a couple of reasons. One, primarily because they have to make sure the woke crowd, the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party, which is the energized controlling force of the Democrats, the anti-American crowd, those guys will get mad at the sleepy old white moderate Democrats like Jolly Ned if they're not appearing to be hateful enough. So they have to ignore the fact that they have doctored the laws in such a way as to encourage crime. So they sit around and watch the crime and don't do anything about it. And they say ridiculous rich man things that only Ned could think of. Like, oh, throw some money at it. Hire some more cops. Come on, it's not a problem. You just need more cops. And he's shifting the responsibility away from the disastrous moves that Democrats have made to satisfy the left wing and putting the pressure on the communities that don't have any money to spend.
Well, there's a lot of pressure. I saw what happened to that policeman yesterday.
Terrible.
Who was run over.
You're talking about in Farmington.
In Farmington. And then the poor man in New Britain who was killed. And the juvenile who had been arrested for that was somebody who I think was arrested 7 times before and was still running around. So
you're talking about the New Britain thing when they ran over the jogger? That was,
yes.
I think, 13 priors the kid had.
13, okay. I'm wrong. I thought it was 7. Okay, 13. So it doesn't make any sense. I understand what you're saying, but it's having an effect on people's life, people's capacity to live, just to be quiet.
I mean, no, it's rare that there are issues that are not responded to at all by the people who've created the problem and could fix it really easily. The Democrats could fix this easily, Jack.
Uh-huh.
They just refuse to because they don't want to take the political heat. Thank you for the call, sir. They don't want to be responsible for fixing the problem because they're more scared of their own voters than they are scared of hurting the state of Connecticut and causing the ire of the people who populate the state, but aren't necessarily inclined to vote for them because all the political parties do now is pander to their bases. Rudy, Florida. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, Todd. I got a supply story for you, but you mentioned a good Saturday night so you can make payroll the next week.
Yep.
So I worked at a restaurant in Connecticut where they didn't give us our paychecks until we closed on Friday night. So she hoped that on Saturday and Sunday she'd make enough to pay the previous payroll. Because you couldn't
That's
deposit
scary.
The check till Monday. And she got mad at me because I have a phone app to deposit the check. But one of our problems with beef prices and beef shortages right now is there's 4 major companies. I was listening to a rancher get interviewed this weekend. There's 4 major companies that supply 95% of the beef in America, and they're buying it from out of the country, and it's having a hard time getting in. And he even brought up, even though you're used to saying USDA, when Obama passed that law saying country of origin, they excluded beef products. So we're buying a lot of South American beef, bringing it into this country, and part of the problem is the containers aren't getting here on time. So that's one.
Wait, so what is that law that you're referring to? I don't follow.
Obama, somewhere 2010 to 2012, he passed, Tom even played it on the radio the other day. He passed this in a speech. he said Americans deserve to know what's in their food and where their food's from. So,
oh, yes. Okay.
We need to label products from country of origin. But that yes. law excluded beef. So most of our beef is coming from outside of the country right now. Ranchers are getting screwed because they can't sell their beef to these four companies at those low prices. So we have a big Florida association that goes around to the farmer markets now. Florida mm-hmm. just surpassed Texas for the most cattle, and they sell beef at farm stands now. But we're getting a lot of our beef from out of the country, and it's not getting over here because of container problems.
Very interesting. All right, Rudy.
Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. See, government is this little vandal that they act like they're all important to make excuses for stealing all the money out of the economy. But really, they contribute very little. And we tend to be in awe of what they contribute because the world goes round. But government doesn't make the world go round. Business, rich people. Yesterday, we had a fight about rich people. Don was calling and yelling about rich people. Rich people, i.e. corporate titans, they make everything happen. Everything happens because of companies. And you take, if there's one thing you can not do without, it's the person who puts the money into the bank to back up your paycheck. You can't do without the funder of the paycheck. And really, there's nothing to fight about. That's reality. Reality comes down to the people who write the paycheck. Government can only try to figure out schemes to separate either the company from that money they've earned by creating jobs, by creating products, by being productive. The leeches either take it from the company or they take it from you when you get it. And they tell all kinds of stories about the wonderful things they're going to do with the money to make your life better. How can they make your life better with your money than you could make your life with your money? And the answer is they can't. Instead, they make everything more expensive and ruin everything. We're going to get a news update and talk more after news on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.